The principle of linear impulse and momentum relates momentum and impulse. So we saw above how we could use Newton's second law to relate the two. So we have the linear impulse applied to a particle will equal the change in that particle's momentum. Think about what happens when you apply a force to something. That something is most likely going to move, and it's going to change its speed or velocity. So therefore, you are changing that something's momentum. The longer you apply that force, the more speed you're going to accumulate.